Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good morning, actually. Welcome to another Read the Word. I think it's number 77.
Already?
That's amazing. Wow. I mean, like, we're already at the 20th day of March. I mean, we're on the downside of 3 months of this year already gone. That's absolutely amazing. But we've been charging right along. I think this is one of the coolest things for so many of us, is that you actually can say, I have read the Bible every day for 2.5 months. Yeah. You need to just start saying that to yourself out loud. I've actually done this. Yeah. And you might say, well, yeah, but Pastor, you're reading it. Don't matter. Don't take away any bit of your spiritual growth that you're growing.
Right.
Punch the devil right in the face with no MX. Actually, you don't punch him in the face. You crush his head, put him underneath your heel, and grind it, because that's where he's at, is underneath of our feet. Jesus is the head, we're the body, and the enemy's been put under Jesus' feet, which is our heel on this earth. Glory be to God. Now, we welcome you. We're glad to have you. Don't forget, there's timestamps in here, and that's helping you to understand how this all is going to go. And then tonight, we got a really good verse out of the New Testament that's going to go right along with what we're studying here tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We're also going to have communion in a few minutes, because we always have communion on Sunday morning. So make sure you have your communion elements ready and available for you as soon as this program is finished. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be used by you, to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I, Sam Cotto, will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now this is one of the greatest chapters in the whole Bible for you and for me, because these are the blessings and the curses. Because of what Jesus did, you and I get to live in the blessing. And Galatians chapter 3, verses 10 through 14 says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it says, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things that were written in the book of the law to do them. That means if you don't do everything I'm getting ready to read you, it's all done. Got to go back for the atonement again. But watch what it says. No one is justified by the law in the sight of God. The just live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. So if you're stuck in the law, and you got to abide by it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of this law. I'm getting ready to read to you right now. Jesus says that the blessing of Abraham, we've been studying now for 3 months, might come upon you and I who have believed through faith. Thank God for Jesus. That's why we pray that prayer every single day when we come here. Now, I guess that was the opening. And now we're going to read Deuteronomy 28. It shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Well, Pastor, is he talking about me? Yeah, you, because you accept Jesus. Verse 2, all these blessings will come up on you. They'll overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. That's like a pretty good blessing. We actually took that verse and put it on the door right out here in our apartment. Verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you, before your face. They will come out against you one way, but they will flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouse and in all to which you set your hand. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. 10, all the peoples of the earth, all of them, shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you or have great respect for you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, increase of your livestock, the produce of your ground, the land which the Lord your God swore to give you. Verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow, or you get to be the lender. Hallelujah. 13, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You'll be above only. You will be above only, not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Now here comes the curse. You don't want none of this. So you shall not turn aside from any of these words which I command you this day to the right or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Verse 15. It shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, the statutes which I command you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Remember, if you disobeyed one of these laws, you were guilty of them all. 16, cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. You ever met somebody like that? Well, here's why, right here. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, rebuke, and all that you set your hand to do, till you are destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. God ain't just out, he's cursing people. It's people who move against him. Mm-hmm. 21, the Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land where you're going to possess. The Lord will consume you, will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, with mildew. They will pursue you until you perish. Your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. You can't grow any crops if you're iron. 24, the Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. 25, the Lord shall cause you to be defeated. Before your enemies, you shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Look at 26. Your carcasses shall be food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with boils of Egypt, with tumors and the scab, the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. You shall grope at the noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your way. You shall only be oppressed and plundered continually, and no one will save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You'll build a house, but you'll not dwell in it. You'll plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes. You won't eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from you, shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the days, and there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall only be oppressed and crushed continually. You shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. 35. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. You will become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all the nations where the Lord will drive you. You shall carry much seed out into the field, but gather little in, for the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments, his statutes, which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and your descendants forever. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron around your neck until he has destroyed you. Ah. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. And you shall eat they shall eat the increase of your livestock, the produce of your land, until you are destroyed. They shall not leave your grain or your new wine or oil or the increase of your cattle or the offspring of your flock until they have destroyed you. They shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trust come down throughout all your land. They shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. You shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your own sons and daughters whom the Lord your God has given you, in the siege, desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you. Pause. We talked about that tonight. That's the siege of Samaria. He's prophesying it right there. They ate their sons and their daughters. That's messed up, isn't it? Why? Because they did not choose the Lord and choose to walk with him. 54, the sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind. So he will not give any of them the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at your gates. The tender and delicate woman, you who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity, will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her son and her daughter. Her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, and her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of everything else in the siege, and desperate straits in which your enemies shall distress you at all your gates. 58, if you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God. Then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious prolonged sickness. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked off from the land which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all the peoples from one end of the earth to the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and an anguish of soul. 66, your life shall hang in the doubt before you. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. In the morning you shall say, oh, that it were evening. And at the evening you shall say, oh, that it were morning. Because of the fear which terrifies your heart, because of the sight which your eyes see. And the Lord will take you back to Egypt and ship by the way of which I said, you shall never see it again. And there you shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves. But no one will buy you. And all you got to do is walk with God every day. And none of that comes upon you. Now, Daniel was in the group that was taken off to Babylon. There was a whole bunch of them that were oppressed. But Daniel and the three Hebrew children, because they walked with God, were elevated to lead the whole nation of Babylon. Why? Because even in the middle of everybody else doing wrong, they chose to do right. And they were in bondage, but they led the whole nation. 29. The covenant is renewed in Moab. Glory be to God for a renewed covenant. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord God commanded to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. Now Moses called all of Israel and said to them, you have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his servants, to all this land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, the signs and the great wonders. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this very day. Now I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out. Your sandals have not worn out. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine, nor similar drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. And when you came to this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, Og, king of Bashan, came out against us to battle, and we conquered them. Verse 8, we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do to them, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Verse 10, all of you stand today before the Lord your God, your leaders and your tribes, your elders, your officers, and the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives, also the stranger who is in your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord God makes with you today. Can you imagine God making the oath of a covenant with you and then not keeping it? Ain't going to happen. 13, that he may establish you today as a people for himself, that he may be God to you. And just as he has spoken to you, just as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I make this covenant and this oath, not with you alone, but with him who stands here with us today before the Lord our God, as well as with him who is not here with us today, and that would be you and me. Because of Abraham, we have access to this covenant. 16, for you know that we dwelt in the land of Egypt, that we came through the nations which you passed by. You saw their abomination, their idols which were among them, wood and stone and silver and gold, so that there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, that there may not be among you a root bearing bitterness or wormwood. So it may not happen when he hears the words of the curse that he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace even though I follow the dictates of my heart, as though the drunkard could be included with the sober. I do not remember that verse. Amazing. The Lord will not spare him, for then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy would burn against a man, and every curse that is written in this book would settle on him, and the Lord would blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord would separate him from all the tribes of Israel for adversity, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the coming generation of your children who rise up after you and the foreigner who comes from a far land would say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness which the Lord has laid on it, the whole land is brimstone, salt, and burning. It is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adma and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath. 24, all nations would say, why has the Lord done so to this land? What does the heat of his great anger mean? Then people would say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods and worshiped them, gods they did not know, and that he had not given to them. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against this land to bring on it every curse that is written in this book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, in wrath, in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. Verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Matthew chapter 13. I want you to see that last verse in Matthew chapter 13. This verses 10 through 12. Disciples came and said, why do you talk to him in parables? And he said, because it's been given to you to know the mysteries. That's what they just said. But to them outside it's not been known, given to know the mysteries. For whoever has revelation of the mystery, to him more will be given. That's why you guys are sticking with me, because the more revelation you get, the more God gives you. The more God gives you, the more you want. For whoever has will have more. He'll have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Right there. Out of the word of God, Old Testament and New, same verse. What a day this one was. And now, we'll pray the prayer of salvation. Because if I start talking, we'll be here for an hour. Here we go. We pray the prayer of salvation every time we come here because we never know who might be here that doesn't know Jesus. No matter where you are from around the world, 31 different nations are part of this ministry. We bless you and we welcome you. But you must be born again. There is no other way to salvation but then through Jesus. If you pray this prayer with me and mean it from the depths of your heart, in the next 60 seconds, you'll be right with God for eternity as you walk with him. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
John 1:12.
And John 1:12.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not
perish. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
You rose again on the third day.
To give me victory.
To give me victory.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Right here, right now.
Right here and right now.
I receive all of your love.
I receive all of your
all
love,
of your mercy.
All of your
all mercy, of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling me right now.
Filling me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
In my heavenly
pray
language.
In my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer
I
every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
name. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If you prayed that prayer from the depths of your heart and you meant it, you are now right with God. You might say, Pastor, what's going on the inside of you? What's going on is the light of the world. Jesus just came inside of you, filled you with light. Darkness of sin is gone. Why? He just brought all of his righteousness. And when his righteousness comes in, all your sins are thrown away into the sea of his forgetfulness, never to be remembered against you another day. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. So that means faith just came in. Jesus. The Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family. You're an heir of God. Join heir with Jesus. Got a DNA change right there. While we prayed that prayer, the very seed of Almighty God came into your life. You've taken the first step to be right with God. And now all you got to do is walk with him every day. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Help me walk with you every day.
Walk with you every day.
And you will. Because he lives in here. He's now resident on the inside of you. All of his power. You'll need to hear this again. I got videos that will help you understand righteousness and what's just happened in your life. And it'll be a blessing to you. Make sure you send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. The email is in Blog Talk Radio. It's there in YouTube in the notes. And we will be a blessing to you, Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's receive communion. Think about it. You're born again. You're ready to receive communion with a bunch of people on the internet. How amazing is that? I love it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he'd given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. Let a man, let you and me examine ourselves and see if we've got any sin inside. If we do, get rid of it. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Because if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have the boldness in the day of judgment. Why? You just judged yourself. Now you get to be bold because you're righteous. Because the righteous are as bold as a lion. Why? Because as he, Jesus, is the head, so are we, the body in this world. Perfect love. Cast out fear and all the trauma and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Let's bless our elements and receive them together. I know this is a different communion service than you've ever seen. It's different than I've ever seen. But it is what the Holy Spirit instructed me to do. And when I do this, do it on purpose so that I will speak the word of God, because the only thing that changes your life is God's word. I don't change your life. I'm a man. The word of God from this book on my lips getting into your life changes your life. His word. Ready? Bless these elements. Father, we bless and sanctify these elements.
Father, we bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
peace.
Is
upon you, Lord.
Is upon you,
Lord. And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
body. In my mind, my will, my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community at Read the Word.
And right here at this community of Read the Word.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus'
mighty name. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despising the shame. I give you glory, honor, and praise. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing
force. On the face of this
earth. On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
I have reconciliation with my Father.
Reconciliation with my Father.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
All things have become new.
And all things have become
and
new.
And I thank you for it.
I thank you, Lord, for it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where
grace.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
word of my testimony.
In the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life another day.
In my life another day.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
I will always be.
And I will always
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bible says they sang a hymn and went out. Let's sing, what can wash away my sin? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, glory, hallelujah. Thanks for being with us today. I hope you're enjoying this as much as we are. If you know people who haven't received communion in a while, maybe their church doesn't do it anymore, they're just meeting at home. Many churches don't believe in communion in your house. But they don't have no verse to back it up in. You can take communion anywhere. And I encourage you to do it. The communion service we just did is on my website, samueljcottle.com. You can read it right off the page. And I recommend you do it every single day. Yeah. Send this video to them and say, man, listen to what this guy's saying today. And communion is on the end. I'll put the links in there, put the timestamps in for you, so it'll be a blessing to you. Any way we can help you walk with God, make sure you send me an email, instant message, something, and say, Pastor, and then ask me your question, and I'll be glad to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. We sure got a lot done in this time, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Choose the blessing, guys. Just walk with God. Don't be all shook up about how you got to be a perfect Christian. If you walk with God every day, he will help you be a perfect Christian. He truly will, no matter what nation of the world you're in. Well, I got to run. Sure do love you. Send me an email. Send me a message. Let me know what's going on. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say.
We love you.
We do love you.
And God loves you.
And God does love you.
And Jesus
is
Lord.
See you soon. Blog Talk Radio, we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Thanks for being with us. You guys are with us from all over the world, like 31 different nations around the world. And I know in your nations it's not as easy as it is here in the United States of America. But this is what we know. It's the same God. And this book works 24/7, 365, anywhere on the face of the earth. Grab your family and friends. Have them get around and study these verses as we read through them. There's a link right in the notes here where you can go back and start all over again, all the way back in Genesis. Use this for your family every day. to study and understand the Bible. Have your family just sit down and say, let's study with Pastor Sam today, and I will lead you in a great study throughout this year of God's holy word in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Realize no weapon formed against you can prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you condemn it with your words, because we're condemning it with you. And then read Psalm 91. Speak it out loud in the first person for yourself every day. And our faith is with you also. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. See you soon.